Well, extraordinary and emotional stories are emerging from Western Australia's Midwest communities hit by Cyclone Seroja. As residents begin picking up the pieces of their wrecked homes and lives, there's a common message among survivors. These homes were simply not built to withstand a storm of this magnitude, and they are also clear that needs to change. Bridget Fitzgerald with this report.
Northampton residents are used to big storms, strong winds and intense rainfall that swings inland from the coast. What they weren't prepared for was a Category 3 cyclone.
I wish that no one will ever go through this situation. It was horrendous.
Jacqueline Teakle lives on a property just outside of town with her husband Nathan, a fifth-generation farmer, and their two young boys. The intensity of the cyclone took them completely by surprise.
Biggest hit came probably about 8:30, 8:45, till about quarter past nine, 9:30. That's when the cyclone came straight over us. The whole roof got ripped off. There was pieces of wood piercing through the ceiling. We took to the bathroom with our two kids. And we were sitting in a bath because that was the most solid construction. It's like a concrete bath. So that was the most solid construction that we could think of to sit in and to take shelter. We had a mattress above our heads. And at that stage, every wood that was on the roof came through the ceiling. And we were sitting under the mattress that we had up as a bit of a shelter or a bit of a shield. And, there was one stage where I thought, just a tiny little thought, like if the roof comes collapsing on top of us, like we won't be able to tell this story. That will be the end of us.
They made the decision to jump in the car and flee in the darkness to her in-law's place, which had remained intact. Another Northampton resident, Beck Weems, was forced to crawl under her house with her family when the walls and roof started crumbling around them.
We couldn't get out of the doors or anything. Because there was just so much stuff hitting the house, it was just too dangerous. So we've grabbed what we could. Like we only had two pillows, and I had our pet Galah and my daughter's two baby rabbits and our dog. So we're gone under the house and sitting under the house and just hoping to God like that the floor doesn't get ripped up or anything like that.
What was going through your head at that time? What kind of conversations were you trying to have with your kids?
So my daughter, she was hysterical, so we're just trying to calm her down. It was just terrifying. Like, we just had to stay calm. Like, I literally thought we were going to die. And, yeah, I don't know, it's just, it was so scary. And I just knew it was going to be over soon and just had to reassure the kids, like, it's not going to be forever. Like, it's going to stop and then we can get out from here and hopefully the shed's still there and we can get up there. So,
Beck, I can't even imagine living in Northampton. You said, you used to live further up north. You know what cyclones are like. Did you ever expect you'd be in danger there?
No. never thought we would ever have a cyclone down here, not to that extent.
Are there conversations being had around you, if that's going to happen in future, that houses might need to be built to be cyclone-proof and to be built to the standard as they are further north?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously the houses on the coast, like right on the coast, have to be, but you wouldn't think, like, we're 20-odd Ks from the coast, you wouldn't think we'd have to, but definitely people that have lost homes or and sheds and that, they definitely will be.
Jacqueline Teakle's house that was destroyed by Cyclone Seroja was a rental. She and her husband are currently building a new house on the farm. And checking that it'll be cyclone-proof was one of the first things she did this week.
Yes, first thing that I said to the site supervisor is, can you please make this house cyclone rated? And my second request was, after the storm, can we have a PowerPoint in the switchboard where we can plug a generator in and then run the entire house? So those were my only two demands, and I learned that from the cyclone.
Jacqueline Teakle in the WA town of Northampton. Bridget Fitzgerald, our reporter there.